Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You know this guy. He's the one that walks into the coffee shop to join his buddies with a little swagger, a little puff in his chest, and just itching to tell everybody about his latest yield. And that's because he started with Black Label Zinc. He discovered Black Label Zinc and its proprietary LHC technology can drive amazing root masses and even better yield potential. It's his little secret, or was his little secret, Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The cattle industry encouraging President Trump to talk beef with the president of China when he meets with him next month. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the North American Meat Institute, sending a letter to the president urging him to raise the restoration of U.S. beef access to China when he meets with the Chinese president in April. According to the letter, we believe that access to the large and growing Chinese beef market is essential to the future health of the U.S. beef industry. We understand that you have many important issues to discuss with President Xi, but we strongly encourage you to take this important opportunity to convey the urgent need for China to reopen its market to U.S. beef. That market has been closed since the cow that stole Christmas when BSE was discovered in the U.S. back in 2003. Winter wheat crop is holding on at this point in the southern plains, waiting for a good drink of water. Looks like that might happen this week before it's all said and done, including starting later on today, tonight. We're talking about the crop being generally in fair to good condition. 79% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is rated in fair to good condition. 72% of the Texas crop rated good to fair to good. And the Kansas crop, 73% right now in fair to good condition, according to USDA. Canola crop is 76% in good to fair condition in the state of Oklahoma. For the most part, the crop seems to be a little bit ahead of normal development, both the canola crop as well as the winter wheat crop. It's a week chock full of a lot of various events nationally and closer to home. Nationally, cattle producers from across the country are gathering in our nation's capital for the Spring Legislative Conference of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. There'll be a meeting with the members of Congress, members of the administration, where there are some folks available, including EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is on their agenda. Scott, of course, former Attorney General of Oklahoma. The cattle industry has cheered his selection and the confirmation process, and very happy that he is now on the job. You've got closer to home, wheat growers busy baking up a bunch of bread as members of the Oklahoma wheat growers are going to be handing out a loaf of bread to every single member of the Oklahoma legislature today. It's wheat day at the state capitol. Tomorrow is ag day at the Oklahoma state capitol. Ag in the classroom will be celebrated, and the newest member of the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame will be honored and inducted as well, Virgil Jorgensmeyer from Miami in the northeastern corner of the state. Also tomorrow, big day for Oklahoma FFA. Their district star is interviewing for the Stars Over Oklahoma pageant that'll be seen at the state convention in May. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus spring pairs, will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.